We're going to continue the hour by talking about an event that's happening next week. UNC's Humanities for the Public Good initiative is hosting a week-long symposium starting on Monday the 19th, running all week long until the 23rd. It's called Good and Ready, with lectures, performances, film screenings, interactive events, and a whole lot more, all to promote the humanities in everyday life. You can head to their website to get the full schedule of events, hpg.unc.edu. But don't do it yet, because we've got the director of the Humanities for the Public Good initiative here in the studio with us, friend of mine as well, Ashley Melzer, joining us today. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It is so great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. It's been a while.
Yeah, at least 3 years.
Yeah. Some of that might have been the pandemic.
It might have been.
Slightly delaying everyone's getting together. So tell us about the initiative.
Yeah, I'm really grateful. This is talk about a cool job title, Director of Humanities for the Public Good. Also the best job I've ever had, because my job is really helping folks at the university connect with the community and also highlighting things they are already doing. Mm-hmm. So my grant initiative, what we have done, we've given funds to grad students to stick them with cultural institutions and really learn how to work outside of academia in a strict sense and work with the public. We've helped faculty do events locally and across the region. We've had faculty go to libraries and community colleges across the state. And we've also given money to what we call critical issues projects, which have ranged from artistic endeavors. Like one of my favorite projects has been something called A Good Boy, which is a musical based on oral histories with the families of men on death row. And so it's a really infecting new musical. So we helped them fund a workshop performance so that they can learn more about their play in order to get it ready for sharing it with the world. We also did things like fund oral history projects. The Southern Oral History Program did a project across 12 rural counties called Stories to Save Lives, where they looked at public health in rural North Carolina and Virginia. So there have been a lot of dynamic projects that have come through HPG that I think wouldn't have existed otherwise, or maybe wouldn't have been as supported.
You've been with the initiative since 2020, like right around the start of the pandemic. This was created back in 2017, which, for various reasons, was a year when people were very suddenly concerned about the public good and using humanities for it. So talk about the importance of the work that the initiative does and how it kind of plays out in just popular culture.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so grateful I inherited this project from Dr. Robin Schrader, who had the role before me. And I actually worked with her. I had a project that came through Humanities for the Public Good. Mm-hmm. Myself and a friend did a one-person show based on his life as as the son of a Muslim immigrant and a British immigrant up in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yep.
So what a unique story. I think a lot about humanities really makes us more empathetic. It makes us think about the world in different ways. If you, for instance, in a more popular culture sense, if you had never heard of the Tulsa race riot until you watch Watchmen, then you have been affected by the humanities. That is history that is being told through art. And that's where we really sit at the intersection, trying to help people communicate better with people and make them care. And so we have, you know, we have more strict academic conversations, symposium events and things like that. But we also try to bring a little fun and engagement to it, because I think a big part of our ethos is that we have so much to learn from the community. Mm. Community members are experts in their own lives. And so we try to find that intersection where the university can provide resources and provide an interested, you know, a party, whether that's a professor or a grad student or an undergrad, to come and listen to you and get your expertise to the fore. So some of the projects we'll be highlighting next week are just celebrations of work that has happened. That's really a beautiful marriage of the community and the university.
Speaking with Ashley Melzer again, Humanities for the Public Good Initiative Director, hpg.unc.edu is their website. That stands for Humanities for the Public Good, HPG. And the symposium is coming up next week, Monday to Friday. Good and Ready is what it's called. A lot of highlights. Tell us about them.
Yeah. So on Monday, I figured we could just talk about one thing each day. Mm-hmm. On Monday, I'm really thrilled. We're going to have a virtual, this symposium is going to be hybrid. So we're going to have some virtual conversations during the day and then more interactive opportunities each day for you to come and participate. So during the day on Monday, we have a conversation with the Warren County 1921 team. So in Warren County in 1921, there was a trial of what's called the Norlina 16. The Norlina community was under attack by a very literal mob who came to oppress them, and 18 men fought back. Two of those men were lynched. 16 men got brought to trial, and that trial was one where they were not allowed to speak on their own behalf. So we have folklorist Glenn Henson, playwright Jacqueline Lawton. They worked with members of that community to create monologues. So five women wrote monologues, and they presented that in a courthouse with people in costume to sort of illuminate what it might have been like. They also held conversations and panels around issues of that. So they're going to come with community activist Jerran King and talk about the process of using theater for public engagement. Nice. So that's going to be a really exciting virtual conversation midday on Monday. On Tuesday, we're going to have our keynote conversation. I really love the idea of a keynote conversation, throwing two people together who might not talk otherwise, and seeing how their work rhymes or fits together. Hmm. And so our two guests are Casper Ter Kuile, who is a former co-host and founder of the Harry Potter and the Sacred Text podcast, which was one of my favorite public humanities things, actually, because they really taught people about the sacred practices of different sacred reading practices of different people.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And he also is the author of a book called The Power of Ritual. So he really thinks about spirituality, but also just relationships and has a really unique relationship to reading and reading in community. And he'll be speaking with Dwayne Betts. And Dwayne's story, he's a poet, he's a lawyer, but he's also someone who was arrested at 16. And while he was, and he was tried as an adult. And while he was in prison, he really turned to reading, and his life was changed. And so now he is director and founder of something called Freedom Reads, where they try to put freedom libraries in prisons across the United States.
Nice.
So these are two men with really unique relationships to reading and community who are going to help us be inspired about going out in community.
What's a freedom library?
A freedom library, they put books that open up ideas about justice and equity.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
So that's Monday, Tuesday.
That's Monday, Tuesday. On Wednesday, another virtual conversation, we're going to be featuring the Save Ancient Studies Alliance. They are a group of grad students. They're based internationally, who really saw that they were coming through classics departments, and maybe that was seen as sort of an old, tired thing to get a grad degree in. But they were like, actually, this is exciting and really cool, and we're going to prove it to you. Mm-hmm. And so they have done things like have Ask a Expert events and book clubs. And they also, with us, we have partnered with them to create what they call Archeo Gaming Curriculums, where they take the video games that kids are already playing in middle school, and they're say, hey, that's actually based on the ancient Greek world, and here's some things you can learn about
nice.
It. So their founder and one of their project team leaders are going to come and share about their organization and get us inspired about their work. Thursday, I'm really hoping this can be an Aaron and Brad date night, if not officially, just in spirit. We're going to have a film screening of Fire Island at the Varsity, downtown Chapel Hill. So this is one of our in-person opportunities. We're excited about Fire Island because it's a modern retelling of Pride and Prejudice, but it's based in the height of gay vacation, if you will, at Fire Island. And it features a lot of Asian American cast members. The writer and star Joel Kim Booster is an Asian American man, as well as Andrew Ahn, the director. So we have partnered on this with the Asian American Center, as well as Jane Austen & Co., or the Jane Austen Summer Project at UNC.
Nice.
So we're going to have these scholars come before the film, share a little bit, and then we're going to watch a fun rom-com together, which
awesome.
Just sounds like a great time in Chapel Hill.
I like the idea of, like, watching a fun rom-com and having a fun time doing it, and also, like, okay, but here's the subtext behind it and like, learning something, but not in the dry way, right?
Exactly.
Like, having a good time doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the goal.
hpg.unc.edu is the website. Again, more information on the symposium. Speaking with Ashley Melzer, who's it for? Like, who's the target audience here?
Our target audience, each event is really designed for a different one, but in general, all of these events are free and open to the public.
Nice. Anything else that folks ought to know?
On Friday, we have some workshops that anyone can sign up for. So we'll be doing a workshop on humanity storytelling. We have a workshop on from UndocuCarolina about the issues impacting undocumented students, which you can sign up for if you're a member of the UNC community or just a community member who want to know more about it. We also have a workshop from Night School Bar, which has been a partner with us, about bell hooks. So sign up for a workshop. Come be a part of our experience.
hpg.unc.edu is the website for UNC's Humanities for the Public Good Initiative. Go there, get the full schedule of events for next week's symposium. Sign up for those events and get more information on the website about the work that they do all year long. Ashley Melzer, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.